Four Kodiak fishermen are in good shape after being forced to abandon their burning fishing boat 5 miles south of Sitkanak Island yesterday morning. Sitkanak is south of Kodiak Island. The crew was long lining for halibut when the fire occurred. KMXT's Jay Barrett has the story.
The crew of the 52-foot Nacket was hoisted from their life raft around 10:30 a.m. by an Air Station Kodiak Jayhawk after the Coast Guard was alerted by the crew's emergency beacon, which went off around 8:30 a.m. Skipper Joe Masenko told the Coast Guard the fire started in the boat's galley stove and kept flaring up as he tried to extinguish it.
I went through three different fire extinguishers, but there was too much heat, and it kept flaring back up. And we should have got a mayday off right away. We tried fighting the fire, which was, useless. And by the time Dave got the survival suits out, we didn't have a chance to get a good mayday, a good position out. But we were able to launch the raft, brought our EPIRB with us. We didn't have to jump in the water. We stepped off the boat into the raft. And we just waited for the Coast Guard to pick us up, and it was a beautiful day. Glad they made it. It's awful lonely out there when you're wondering if your EPIRB's working.
He and crewman Andrew Masenko, Wyatt Adams, and David Merriman were spotted by a Coast Guard HC-130 Hercules about 3 miles from the burning boat. Jayhawk pilot Lieutenant Ray Slapkunas said the rescue went well.
The vessel was pretty easy to spot from about 10 miles out. It was definitely engulfed in flames, pretty big smoke signal. And the raft was spotted about 3 miles to the south of the vessel there. Got on scene, all four personnel, they had gotten to their gumby suits and they were in the raft there in good condition. Lowered the swimmer down, picked up all four personnel. Then entire evolution was 16 minutes. Weather was pretty favorable today and took them back here to Kodiak and they're back with their families.
Slapkuna said the four fishermen were very well equipped with drinking water, survival, and first aid kits, and their emergency position indicating radio beacon in the life raft with them. The Nacket was a total loss. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.